Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn. And for all the Chamber's upcoming events, you can simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. I'm here with Elizabeth Marsh, Director of SCAPE, which stands for...
Southwest Colorado Accelerator Program for Entrepreneurs.
That's a mouthful.
Yes, it is.
So, SCAPE, tell me about it. Where are you located first off?
We are a startup accelerator, and we are located above Land Title, downtown Durango on Main.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And so what we do is we try to launch new businesses, which will then create more jobs in Southwest Colorado.
And you guys have been around for how many years?
Almost about 4 years.
Wow.
And okay. So in that time, we have graduated 15 companies so far.
Oh, man.
And they've raised about $4.5 million to create new jobs in our area.
That, you know, those are incredible stats.
Thank you. We're having a lot of fun.
Well, and it sounds like it. So what are some of the companies that have graduated, I'm going to say, left SCAPE and gone on? And what are some of the ones we might know?
We've worked with a wide range of companies. One is Rough Puppies Collars. They make high-end dog collars. They've had great success in the celebrity dog market. Their collars worn on Modern Family, Life in Pieces, Stan the Dog with a Blog.
Wow.
So that's been really fascinating to watch.
Uh-huh.
We've had companies like Siddons, that is a music learning app to help people learn chamber music.
Oh, very cool. And not as in Chamber of Commerce, but as in Chamber of Music.
Classical.
Make sure we get that, you know.
Yes.
You are on Chamber Chat after all.
Yes.
And what are some of the other ones?
We've worked with Epic Magazine, which is the local cultural magazine, and they are trying to license it nationwide so that other communities can have the Epic Tribe magazine.
Oh, very cool.
And then we've worked with various software and manufacturing and tech companies as well.
So if somebody wants, let's say they have this great idea, and I always tell people, yeah, it's a great idea if it's in your head, but then you have to really put pencil to paper. How does somebody get involved or utilize the services of SCAPE?
So this September 1st, we are going to open up the application to work with companies in 2018.
Okay.
And so we encourage everyone to apply just so we know what ideas are out there, what might be a good fit to work with them in the program.
Okay. Now, if somebody does want to apply by September 1st, what's that process?
So on our website at goscape.org.
Goscape.org. Okay.
We will have an online application that will open for the fall. And it's a lot of different questions about the business, what they're trying to do, who the team is. And then we'll begin interviewing people probably around December or January.
Okay, so let's say I'm a sole proprietor, and let's say I have this idea, you know. Do I have to, I fill out the paperwork, fill out all that information. Do I have to present in front of someone?
Yes.
Oh, what if I really hate doing that?
We will help you become a good presenter.
Oh, okay.
So what we do through the program is we have about 60 mentors that work with the business from all aspects of the initial idea, creating the product, getting ready to launch, how to raise money, if they need to take on follow-on investors. And so we try to get them well-polished and well-versed throughout the program.
Okay, so this is not like you download the app and then you're thrown to the wolves.
No.
You're there to help. And also what I want to point out, I'm making a big assumption here. It's constructive criticism. And you might feel a little, you know, beat up because, well, you need to do this. And because not 100% of the people that apply get accepted, correct?
No. So over the last few years, we have had 130 local businesses apply to be in the program.
Mm-hmm.
We've worked with 15. So we have different parameters of what we can work with. We're looking to work with growth companies that can launch and scale beyond the immediate area.
Okay.
And so while there might be ideas that are a great business regardless, they might not fit the growth company track that we're on.
Okay. So keep that in mind when you're applying, that it has to be something above and beyond just Durango and Four Corners.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we also supply seed funding for the companies we work with. Mm-hmm. And so those investors need to see that the money can grow beyond just the region.
So how much are we talking with seed money?
We have actually changed our parameters the last few years, and it used to be a set amount, but now we can go upwards of six figures to promising companies.
You said six figures.
Yes, I did.
So $100,000 or more if the idea with the investors, because they obviously want a return on their investment, but if you get that much money, this is probably a really, really, really good idea.
Yes.
And it can be scaled, like you said, and bigger and better.
Yes.
Wow. So, I had no idea it was that much.
Well, what we realized in the past is we used to do $30,000 to each company we worked with. But we've realized not all companies need the same amount of money to grow. Some mm-hmm. might only need $10,000 to prove their concept. Mm-hmm. Others need significantly more to actually develop it, get ready to launch, take on other investors. And so we're trying to put more money behind a few promising companies every year to get them farther.
Very cool. And obviously then those investors are working hand in hand with the company. So the success is, the probability of that success grows exponentially.
Yes, that's what we work on, is having all hands on deck, everybody helping to grow the business.
Wow.
And there is a lot of constructive criticism, but I always tell the companies, if the mentors and investors are quiet and don't say anything, that's a lot worse than them being engaged and going over everything.
Good to know. So obviously they want to learn more because they're thinking, oh, I might want to invest in this. Now, the angel investors, then do they own a portion, I would assume, of the company?
So what we do is Scape has a nonprofit arm, and that is what covers the co-working and some of our subject matter experts that we give to the companies.
Okay.
And we also have a investment fund partnership, and that's where local angel investors have put up the money that we invest in the companies.
Okay.
So we structure the investments several different ways. We can do equity or we can do revenue sharing. So
right.
We're flexible.
Okay, so there's a lot of different parameters that somebody can work within, and sitting down, and I want to encourage people, this is, again, I'm talking with Elizabeth Marsh from Scape, which once, I'm looking on your cheat sheet here to see where the Southwest Colorado Accelerator Program for Entrepreneurs, I used to not be able to say entrepreneur.
Try spelling it.
No, thank you. And so you can go to, what's the website?
GoScape.org.
GoScape.org and download the application.
The application won't be there till September 1st.
Oh, it'll go live on September 1st. I'm sorry. Go live September 1st. And then you can put down the ideas and just see where it fosters and where it grows from.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm looking at something. Patrick Meiring, did I pronounce that
yes.
right?
Yes.
And Patrick is the founder of Zooks, which I just bought some the other day for our dogs.
Fantastic.
And a great, great success program. And is he going to be speaking?
Yes. So on August 30th, up at Fort Lewis College, is our Startup Showcase and Investor Social. And at this event, we have our companies present where they're at, and we have Patrick from Zooks as our guest speaker.
Oh, very cool. And this looks like it's, again, on Wednesday, August 30th, from 2:30 to 6:30. Fort Lewis College Ballroom. Now, do you have to be there for that entire time?
So we are going to get started at 2:30. Mm-hmm. We're going to run through about 6 or 7 company presentations, and then we have about 2 hours of networking afterwards
for businesses
to meet with the companies, the investors that have come up, learn
now,
about the program.
And if somebody wants to partake, do they have to sign up in advance, or can we just show up?
I hope that they will sign up in advance.
Okay.
On our website is a link to register. And then we can have a good head count for chairs.
Right, because you got to feed these people.
Yes.
There's some food and munchies and drink involved, I'm sure.
Yes.
And again, you can register for this at goscape.org. And Scape, creating high-growth, job-creating companies in Southwest Colorado by providing education, mentoring, and access to funding for startups and early-stage companies. Now, do you want to give a big plug, too, to thank all your sponsors for this upcoming event on August 30th?
We are very thankful for all of our community partners and sponsors, especially Stone Age Tools, First Southwest Bank, the City of Durango, and Jane's Construction. They really support the program and help us put on this event.
Ah, that is so cool. And I think that, you know, the entrepreneurial spirit, if you stop and think about, well, Stone Age being a sponsor and the, you know, what is it, squirt guns on steroids, they call themselves.
Yes, absolutely.
And when Carrie says that, and Carrie Siggins, the CEO out there, but John Wogelmont and Jerry Zink started that company, and now they're an international company and 150 employees.
And so John Wolgamont is the board president of Scape, and he's very passionate and determined about helping new businesses get started in this area that can create jobs like Stone Age.
Well, and there's so many. I mean, I think of like Chinook Medical, you think of Mercury. These
yes.
are all ideas that started from someone's brainchild and then taking it and growing it into huge success.
Yes, and there's been so many of those in our region, that's partly why SCAPE founded, is to help them get even farther faster.
So if somebody is out there listening and they want to partake in this, I'm going to say people go, I got this great idea.
Yes.
Well, now's the time to test that idea and see if it truly is a scalable, great idea.
Yes, and the application is pretty painless. It's just where you're at, what you're doing, where you want to take it. And so I encourage everyone to apply.
So I'm going to ask, what's your background, Elizabeth? I mean, how did you get involved in SCAPE?
I have kind of a finance and operations background, and this opportunity came up 4 years ago, and I've been having an absolute blast working with the companies.
So what's the most fun part of your job working at SCAPE?
Seeing other people realize their dreams and make something happen.
Right.
So,
what's the most frustrating? Got to take the other side.
We joke that I'm a professional cat herder
of
the companies, of mentors, and of investors. So.
Right. So cat herder and probably referee?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So now, and who are some of the founders? I mean, you mentioned John Wolgamont as the president. Who are some of the founders of SCAPE?
Jim Mackay, he's got a software background. Gary Masner, he's retired venture capital.
Yeah, what's up with him? No, just kidding.
We have a lot of community partners that helped the program get started. Region 9 has been instrumental from the beginning, the Oplata Economic Alliance. We also work hand-in-hand with the Small Business Development Center.
Oh, yeah. Love those guys.
Yes.
Love all the ones that you just mentioned. I was just going to ask you a question real quick, and I just completely spaced it. So I'm going to go to my cheat sheet. I'm talking with Elizabeth Marsh, and reminder that the 2017 SCAPE Startup Showcase and Investor Social is happening Wednesday, August. I can read August 30th, 2:30 to 6:30. You can go to goscape.org and get registered. Got about 30 seconds left. What am I forgetting, Elizabeth?
I think we've covered everything. I would just love it if people could come to the showcase on August 30th, because it's a great way to learn about our program and to celebrate these companies that have been working so hard for the last 6 months to make a difference here, and then to encourage people to apply for next year.
Now, the most important question, probably, because this is at Fort Lewis College at the ballroom.
Yes.
They need a parking pass.
Correct?
No.
Okay, they don't.
Good to know.
So it's the first week of when Fort Lewis has started back up, and so the parking is a free-for-all.
Okay. So just, because I know when I worked in athletics up there, everyone said, oh my gosh, I don't want to come on campus. I'm going to get a ticket. Free parking on August 30th from 2:30 to 6:30. Get up there. That is free parking in a non-metered parking spot. So you can park in front of like... EBH, which is the Education Business Hall, or over by the football stadium, or in front of the Noble Hall, anywhere in those parking lots, over by the concert hall. Just don't park and think you're going to get parked there free all day at a metered spot, because I've done that and I've gotten a ticket before. But that's a whole other story. Elizabeth, thank you so much for everything that you do for SCAPE.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
Absolutely. I see old age is finally coming back. You also have a fund in honor of Ed Moreland.
Yes, we
do. Ed is such a wonderful individual. Miss him dearly. How can people contribute?
Ed Moreland was so instrumental and passionate about starting SCAPE 4 years ago. We miss him so much. And in his honor, a fund was raised by SCAPE called the Ed Moreland Entrepreneurs Fund. And we had over $80,000 donated from the community to that fund that will allow us to invest in even more companies going forward so that Ed's legacy will continue to live on.
He's looking down upon you in his Hawaiian shirt.
Yes.
And honoring it. And I haven't revealed this also, but we are going to name the Entrepreneurial Award after Ed for the Chamber. So to continue his legacy. So thank you again.
That's fantastic.
Well, thank you for everything you do. Again, SCAPE, goscape.org. Get registered. We'll see you on August 30th from 2:30 to 6:30. And September 1st, download the application so you can take your dreams and make it a reality. Elizabeth, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.